Brown Thomas, one of the most recognisable retailers in the country, they have defended their decision to charge you 60 cent for the paper bag in their stores. And it's the, everybody knows, it's instantly recognisable. It's the big grey and white paper bag, and it has Brown Thomas labelled right across the centre of it. And you tend to see loads of them up and down Grafton Street, particularly in the lead up to Christmas. But that, the luxury of carrying your presents and stuff in that paper bag is now going to cost you 60 cent. They introduced this last week. I should say, actually, it applies to all of the bags. So if you think you're going to go in and get a small little paper bag and you're going to shove your jeans or your bra or whatever it is you're buying and your makeup into it, you're still paying 60 cent for the small bag. It's also the same for the Arnott's blue branded bag as well. And the idea is that they say all the profits from the sale of that paper carrier bag, it's going to be used to support Cran Trees for Ireland. So they want to try and produce 100,000 trees in this country over the next decade. But what I want to know is, should more retailers start charging for paper bags? Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien, will more companies and retailers get on board with this?
Good afternoon, Andrea. It's an interesting initiative to do it, you know, with a with Crown, to do it with the tree organisations, you know, who promote and protect trees around the country. So, but many retailers already charge for plastic bags anyway, but for paper bags. If you go to the UK, for example, John Lewis charge you, I think it's 40 pence over there. M&S Shoppers, their bags, which are notoriously known to disintegrate quickly, they charge 40 cents for their bags as well. So it's not a new phenomenon. It's been,
I don't even need to go to the UK, Damien. I can go across there to Zara. They'll charge me 10 cents for the use of the paper bag.
Absolutely. And, you know, but it's a phenomenon. It's you know, these bags cost money. And what I think is, rather than trying to save the environment, is that, you know, it's better that we should be trying to save the environment. And what's better is that we you know, we bring you reusable bags. You can actually buy a bag for life in as you can in supermarkets in Brown Thomas. So basically, you bring your Brown Thomas bag in, you do your shopping with it. So kind of it's a change in the consumer behaviour. And we have this. People said the plastic bag tax wouldn't work. They said smoking in pubs wouldn't work, stopping it. You know, but these initiatives have worked over the years, and it is good for the environment. So
will people get on board with this?
Environmental cost as well. Pardon?
Will people get on board with this, Damien?
Absolutely, I think so. Yeah, you know, I think it underscores, Donald McDonald said, underscores their dedication to the environment. Now, what is said that this is just greenwashing, considering what's going on with the city centre traffic, and that they're objecting to the new cessation of the cars in the city centre area during the day. And they say this is just a publicity stunt, others are saying, but I don't think so. And I think it's kind of the way forward, is that we need to be doing these incremental changes, you know, to make the changes in the environment. All of these help.
Will more companies do the same, though? Like, do you see other industries in Ireland, other retailers, I should say?
Well, I know that Primark certainly don't charge at the moment, and given that it's a low-cost provider, maybe they think that a charge on the bags would be too much, so they incorporate it into their profits. What we want to see is maybe, you know, smaller bags or better quality bags that can be reused and recycled. I can't see other companies doing it now, the likes of Brown Thomas. But if you're spending, you know, Brown Thomas is not a cheap store. So if you're spending something, you know, 20 euros plus or 30 euros plus, spending an extra 60 cents on the bag seems to make very little difference. Whereas if you're spending 2 euros or 3 euros on the top in Primark, an extra 60 cents is an extra 20%, which you weren't intending spending. So I think it depends on the retailer themselves. And, I think they need to kind of gauge this from their customers, which Brown Thomas said they've done. The research has come from for this is that they've introduced it, and it's kind of something that the consumers wanted.
Yeah, the first thing that struck me, you know, when I saw this morning, I was thinking, and you always see it, it's the real last minute present. The amount of Jo Malone bags that you see people carrying up and down Grafton Street in the days leading up to Christmas, Damien. And I'm wondering if those bags, I presume they too, will be part of the charge. And people often get them if they're buying a Christmas gift, because, you know, they're really nicely presented, and they've got the paper packaging on the inside, and they spray a scent, and it's, you know, it looks really well, and I wonder, will people pay out for the extra 60 cent for the fancy bag now?
I do you know what? I think they will pay for the extra 60 cents, especially coming up to Christmas, and if it's a present for somebody, you know, because it does make it look that much better when it's professionally presented in the bag of the company with the logo of the company on it, because they do signify some kind of luxury. And maybe if you're buying it for yourself, that you bring along your reusable bag, but if you're buying it for a present, that you might pay the 60 cent for the packaging.
I'd say there's a lot of people rooting around their houses now upstairs today, Damien, trying to find
old bags.
Yeah, trying to find some of the old Brian Thomas bag.
What'll happen is probably if they change the design or whatever it is, then your bag becomes outdated.
Yeah, people will know what was a re-gift, what was one you had under the bed. Stay with us, Damien. 1800 453 106 is the number. Lynn is on the line. Lynn, should more retailers charge for the use of paper bags?
I don't think so. I think it's daft. It's technically free advertising. People proudly walk down the street with their Dunn Stores bag put into their Brown Thomas bag because they want people to think that they shopped in Brown Thomas. So I know a lot of people who do that.
Yeah.
But it's free advertising. And I just think it seemed ludicrous to... I wasn't aware of the contribution to the charity. And I think that's actually very... I think that's a lovely idea. But why don't they do that themselves rather than expect us to do it for them?
What do you mean? Sorry, I don't follow, Lynn.
So I think it's a lovely idea that they are contributing the money that they get to the tree charity. I think that's a very, you know, that's a great initiative and so forth.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware of that. That's the first I heard of it when I came on the call. But I don't know why we should be paying for their charitable donation, because that's effectively what they're asking us to do.
Well, I suppose you're paying for the use of the bag.
Yes, but you're also paying for that in purchasing the item.
So
the plastic bags is completely different because there's a whole environmental story around that. But paper bags are by their very nature environmentally friendly, and people proudly wear their paper bags and reuse them. And so I just feel I think it's very cynical of Brown Thomas to say, oh, we're doing this great initiative, but in fact, you're all paying for it. We're not paying for it.
Okay, so you think they should just be making a donation to Crown Trees, regardless of charging for the 60 cent?
Yes, if that's what they want to do, if that's what they feel is valuable for their brand, then absolutely do it. But don't do it. I will choose who I will make a charitable contribution to myself.
Okay, but sure, I suppose you can go into Brown Thomas and shop and just bring your own bag then. And you won't.
You can, but I think in terms of the value for the brand is seeing somebody walking down the street with the bag proudly.
Mm.
Because that actually says, I'm proud to shop in this shop. I'm walking around town with it. Everybody sees it. It's a powerful advertising tool. And now they're expecting us to pay for that advertising tool.
What about you, Mary Jane? Do you think more retailers should charge?
So I want to preface this by saying that my casual nickname is Roy Cronner, because I always carry a canvas shopper with me.
Right.
So that's the first thing. So I think I have no objection actually to Brown Thomas charging for the bag. Recyclable, like there are rope handles on it. I suppose I have a little bit of background knowledge. Bags are expensive to produce anyway, right? Which is fine.
Now, hang on a second. There's a slight dip in your line, Mary Jane, and I want to hear carefully what you're saying. Just bear with
1 second. Yeah,
go on ahead there.
Better, yeah. So look, they're a luxury bag, and you're purchasing obviously a luxury item. Now I understand. I take on board fully what Lynn is saying about the, you know, swinging the bag down the street. I would imagine Brown Thomas are quite clever, as are Arnott's. And I would imagine we'll see canvas bags with the Brown Thomas logo on them that you'll be able to buy if you so wish. You know, I think as consumers, for me on a personal level anyway, I tend not to keep bags. I don't, it's a hangover thing from my mother, I think. where she just would be like, it's rubbish. So I would have always recycled them anyway. So I just try not to take a bag now when I'm out anywhere, even if I am buying, and I was in Brown Thomas a couple of weeks ago buying foundation, and I just popped it in my shopper. Mm. You can buy a shopper in Dunn's or Penny's for about €15 and it'll do you for years. You know, one of the ones you put over your shoulder, they're quite stylish.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the brands are giving out canvas bags, or you can buy canvas bags in a lot of the retailers now at the till point. For me, I don't want to be like, so you're taking a bag to walk around town with it to bring it home to put it in your recycling bin. I just think it's kind of ludicrous. So I'd have no problem. Now, if I was buying somebody a gift voucher, which I do at Christmas time, then I wouldn't mind springing the extra 60 cents for the bag.
Yeah.
To give it to them.
Well, I know if I'm getting, I often buy vouchers for like a typical, my probably go-to present for people would be typically to get them a voucher. And I do like if I'm giving them a voucher that it's not just the card and the little box that, you know what I mean? That it does come in the little bag. Yeah. I think it looks well. It's,
yeah.
Like, people go to other places at Christmas and they often might pay, I don't know, 10 or 20, 30 cent for the luxury of having the presents wrapped for them. So, you know, there is a sense of, that's kind of part of the experience with what you're paying for.
You know, we need to look at our consumer, like that level of consumerism, I suppose, as well, from a point of view of just of like, you know, the waste of a bag when there's probably no need for it. Like if you're buying a foundation or a lipstick or something,
so you don't need a bag for
your bag. Now, I know, I understand if you're buying like a Rixo dress or something, you'd like to swing the bag or whatever. But for me, it's just a nuisance. I couldn't be handling now.
Yeah. Well, if it's a Rixo dress, you want Rixo on the side of the Brown Thomas branding as well. There's no point in buying it if you're not going to shout about it.
That's it. And I think, look, if you're going in and you're buying it, you're paying a premium price. I don't think 60 cent is extortionate. And look, it's not like they're doing this for profit. They've said why they're doing it.
Oh, no, they've said it's going into, it's to support the Crown Trees for Ireland. They've said that is what's happening. Listener here says, apparently, Damien, they had to pay for a bag in Primark in Italy. So one listener tells me, so maybe it's coming down the line.
It could be, yeah. Just commenting on your previous speakers there, you know, there is a charge associated with these, and it does have an environmental impact. I know it's a paper bag, but it's got to get from, you know, from production, from the tree, and got to get transported using fossil fuels in the engines and so on. And there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of these being used on a daily basis. So, you know, they're not environmentally friendly altogether. So you're better off using bags, as that last contributor said, on a regular basis. And the option is there, Brown Thomas and Arnott, is to get a bag for life. So you buy one for whatever, 60 cents or whatever it is, but you get a good quality bag.
Yeah, I tend to use typically Mary Jane, the tote bags. They're more like a cloth quality bag.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm finding a lot of the times when I'm buying stuff now, say if you're buying two products, some of the brands, like I got a lovely one there from Clarins recently, and it's a lovely little tote bag that you can just put over your shoulder and you fit enough in it. You know, that like if it's a normal shopping day.
And they're light. Fit into
you, and you can pack them. Yeah, you can pack them into your own handbag if you want. Like, I just think, you know, from a perspective of, you know, somebody, I love when I get a nice canvas bag or when I see a nice canvas bag, I nearly always pick it up and I've loads of them now. I'm nearly as bad, but I just think it's like, it just makes more sense. And look, I understand the gifting thing. I totally get that. But like at the end of the day, you know, as the guy was saying there, like you have to have, you have to take into account that these are being, you know, shipped over or they're, you know, there is a cost associated. Mm. And there's a cost associated to the business too, which obviously they mark into their business model. But I was in the UK in December and I was in Marks and Spencer's. Now, that was a bit of a pain because I bought like a leather jacket and I had to buy a bag because my tote bag, it wouldn't fit in the tote bag. But I did think that was a bit of a pain, but I was like, oh, it's fine. And I was in Belfast last week and they had, I think Matalan had no bags at all. They just had the option to buy one of their bags for life, which I think was £1.25 or something like that.
Right.
So, and I've noticed as well, and I don't know if other consumers have noticed, that when you go to Dunn's and they ask you if you want a bag, they scan the bag. So they're obviously looking at their usage of the bags as well. in Dunn stores.
Well, listener here says H&M and New Look are also charging for paper bags too. This texter says, for God's sakes, all companies are being pulled up for their carbon environmentally friendly footprint, so shops have decided to let the consumers pay for it. Let them match whatever the total of the bag charge is that they get in every year. I think it'd be a much more honest environmental contribution. Patter Collins is with us. Patter is the chairman of the board of directors of Cron Trees for Ireland, because it's you guys, Patter, that are benefiting from this initiative.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for inviting me on the show. Yes, we are benefiting from it. But I mean, we are benefiting, but our members are benefiting. And more importantly, the people that we reach out to most, the school children in Ireland, who will be the next generation of people that will look after our environment, are benefiting the most from our schools program. We go out and we meet the children and we instill, you know, the beauty and the value of trees to them at school level. So to be supported by Brown Thomas is a good thing.
Because it's the profits of these, the sale of the paper bags, that's going to be used to support you guys, and you're planting 100,000 trees, if I that right, in Ireland in the next 10 years.
Over the next 10 years, yes.
Yeah. So the point that, look, some listeners think this is an absolutely fantastic idea. They've no problem at all paying these 60 cent and it'll go to Cron Trees. Others have an issue with the fact that the environmental contribution, if you want to call it that, from Brown Thomas is actually coming from the consumer.
Well, the consumer goes into a shop or any number of shops and buys an item. They can carry the item home in their hands, but they might need the luxury of a bag going with it. I don't think there's any profit in this for Brown Thomas, and their motivation here is simply just to do the right thing. And I think that's what they're doing.
Do you think other retailers will follow suit, Patter?
I'm surprised that it hasn't happened before now. I mean, if you want a paper bag, you have to chop down a tree. Brown Thomas are actively doing something not for profit to encourage the replacing of that source, which is completely sustainable.
It's a sort of would you call it a voluntary contribution?
Well, the client is deciding. The client can go into Brown Thomas and bring its own bag, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's facilitating everybody.
Yeah, so if people don't want to make the contribution to you guys, you just don't buy the Brown Thomas bag. It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
nobody's been forced into it. And I'm curious, do many companies, you know, do similar initiatives, or have you had approaches from others, Patter, for this type of idea?
Over the last 40 years, we've had numerous initiatives where Crown has gone out and established forests like we have down in Wicklow, the Oak Glen project in it's in North Wicklow, that has been taken over and managed now by the state. Other initiatives like the Barcastle Giants Grove project in partnership with Crown, which people can freely wander around and admire the beauty of the trees there. Our schools program is rolled out all over the country. Our initiative with Ballymun, establishing trees there. So it's IKEA supported that project, for example. So there are many, many projects over here.
Listener says, get shoppers to bring their Aldi, Lidl, Mr. Price bags to BT's to take away their shopping. I think BT will lose out on the bag and the free marketing. Another listener says, most people actually wrap their Christmas presents. Who gives a gift in a seller's bag? You definitely wouldn't want to get a present from me then. Edwin is on the line. Edwin, why did you get in touch?
Well, I'm a retailer myself, and we've been kind of monitoring for quite some time how people feel about paper bags. So I don't think that it's right for Brown Thomas to be charging for the price of the bag. We offer people a paper bag, and more people like refuse it. But some people need bags. So to have a situation when you go into a shop and you can't get a paper bag unless you pay for it, I think is unfair.
But there's a cost to you, presumably, of having the paper bags there in the shop.
There is, but we get the marketing with our name on them if people are seen with the bags. I'm always making a joke with the people that the bags are worth money. You should be seen going down the high street with them.
Yeah.
But so there is a marketing. And if Brown Thomas wants to, I think it's a great idea for them to give money to the charity for the trees.
Mm.
But they shouldn't be making the customer pay for it. And they're talking about the profit of the bag is going to pay for the trees, not the actual 60p.
I know. Well, well, Padder can clarify that. Padder, I presume it is the 60 cent that's... As Padder is gone, I believe. Well, in the statement that I have from Brian Thomas, they say that the profit from the sale of the paper carrier bags will be used to support Crown Trees for Ireland.
Yeah, so the profit of the bag could be tiny.
As opposed to the cost of the bag?
The cost of the bag. Yeah, like our paper bags probably cost us about 40 cents per bag with the printing on them. And then I think the small ones are like 20 pence a bag. 20 cents a bag.
Okay. See, but you see it from as a retailer's perspective in your eyes, it's to do with you get free marketing out of people carrying your bag around.
Yeah, we've five pet shops and we've already changed one of our main dog foods to paper bags. We're always trying to do things to make it more environmentally friendly and healthier options. But making the people pay for it is, I don't think it's fair. I mean, if people came into my shop, even at the moment, when people come into our shops and they turn around and they say, I ask them, do they want a paper bag? A lot of people will say no. So I think when
they
people...
bring their own.
Or people need it. So to charge them for it, I think is unfair. Okay.
Just finally, Damien, are you surprised by the reaction to this?
No, it's not free, and it's not free publicity. There's a charge for the bags. And it's the same as if whatever you buy, if you buy a bottle of Coke, you walk down the street with it, there's an advertisement for Coke. If you get up in the morning and you have your breakfast, you have your Kellogg's cornflakes sitting in the middle of the table there, and everybody gets to see it, and everybody gets this reminder advertising. You know, it's with everything. So it's not, to me, it's not free advertising. I think it's a good initiative, and I just think the consumer behaviour needs to change. You know, one of the things that we're not talking about, it's a small issue, but one of the big things that we need to look at is kind of the environmental impact of the amount of clothes that we're buying. So that's maybe something for another
absolutely
day.
Definitely something we can chat about again. Well, as this texter summarises the whole thing by very simply saying, if you're shopping at Brown Thomas, I'm fairly confident you can afford the additional 60 cent for the bag. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Thanks a million to all of the callers for getting in touch. And new people that have something to say about that today. That's also Damien O'Reilly there, who's a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin, and Padder Collins, who's the chair of the board of directors of Crown Trees for Ireland.